Dmai Perek Hei Mishnah Yud Aleph Torah Min Admai Ala Dmai Midmai Ala Bada Truma V'yachdu V'yitzum. Somebody who has produce that he bought from two different Amar, he bought produce from one Amar, then he bought produce from a different Amar, but the Allah it, you're not allowed to take out the Meiser from the Dmai you bought from one Amar, the Patra of the Dmai you bought from a second Amar, as maybe one of the Amars took off Meiser while the other one did not. So the Dmai you bought from one is Chayav Meiser, while the Dmai you bought from a second is not Chayav Meiser. So you have to take off the Meiser separately from the Dmai you bought from each Amar. What happens if the person went ahead and took off the Meisers from one, the Patra the other? He went ahead and took off Meisers only from one of them, and he had in mind of that Meiser to pass off the produce he bought from the second Amar. Or he took off Meiser from Dmai to pass off Vadai. Vadai is produce that the Meiser was definitely not taken from. And I would take off Meiser from Dmai to pass off the Vadai. And the Vadai, we know for sure the Meisers weren't taken from it. While the Dmai, it's possible that the Meiser were taken from it. But he went ahead and did take off the Meiser from the Dmai. The Pater of the Vadai, the Dinit, Truma, the Yachzer, the Yitrum. The Meiser that you took off is considered Meiser, but you have to go ahead and take off the Meiseris again. And since the Meiser that you took off from one, the Pater of the other, does not Pater the other, as maybe the Meiser you took off from the Dmai were not Meiser at all, as maybe that Dmai was not Chayav and Meiser, as maybe that Amar had already taken off the Meiser. So that Meiser that you took off can't pater the other Dmai, or it can't pater the Vada. So you have to take off Meiser separately from the other Dmai, or you have to take off Meiser separately from the other Vada. But the Meisers you took off are considered Meiser, and therefore you'd have to take off Trumas Meiser from that Meiser and give it to the Kohen. And since you went ahead and gave it a Shem Meiser, you called it Meiser, even though it doesn't actually potter up the other Dmai or the other Vadai, it's considered Meiser, and you have to take off the Trumas Meiser from that Meiser and give it to the Kohen. Mina Vadai ala Dmai Truma. But somebody who takes off Meiser from Vadai, from produce that we know for sure the Meiser weren't taken from it, and he has in mind that Meiser to potter up Dmai, it's a pater of produce that he bought from an Amar. The Meiser that he took off from the Vadai does not help the pater up the Dmai. As maybe the Dmai came from an Amar who did take off Meiser, and that Dmai was not Chayav a Meiser. So you can't take off Meiser from Vadai from something we know for sure the Meiser weren't taken off to pater up the Dmai. Even so, the Meiser that you take off are considered Meiser. You have to take off Trumas Meiser from that Meiser and give it to the Kohen, but the Kohen cannot eat it until he takes off the Truma to Meiser from the Truma that you gave him. And since the Meiser that you took off from the Vada does not help the Pater the Dmai, so it's not considered Meiser at all, so the Truma's Meiser that you take off from that Meiser and give it to the Kohen is not Truma's Meiser at all. Instead, it's Tevel. And since it's not Truma's Meiser, it's Tevel. As you took it from the Vadai, you took it from produce that was Tevel, that the Meiser had not been taken from it. And since it's not considered Trumas Meiser, it's Tevel. So the Kohen is not allowed to eat it until he takes off the Trumas Meiser from the Tevel that you get. So it's my parabat Mishnah Aleph HaMakabal Sada Mi'Yisrael Min Oivik HaChavet O Min HaKusi Yichalak Lufnei. Somebody who receives a field from a Jewish person or from a guy or from a Kusi. The person is a sharecropper. He works in somebody else's field and gives the owner of the field a certain percentage of the crop. Sometimes he gives him 33%, sometimes he gives him 50%. The din is that he can give the owner of the field the portion that he was supposed to give him, the 33% or the 50%, without taking off Trumas and Meiser from that produce before giving it to him, as long as he portions it out to the owner of the field in front of the owner of the field. And even though normally a person is not allowed to give out from his crop to somebody else without taking off Trumas and Meiser's first. But in this case, the Rabbanan were makel, they were lenient, as they wanted that there should be sharecroppers that would be available to work on land in Eretz Yisrael. So they wanted to make it as easy as possible for the sharecroppers. So they said that the sharecroppers can give out the share of the Baal Bayis in front of the Baal Bayis, and then he wouldn't have to take off the Trumas and Maisers, and that way, when he divides it up in front of the Baal Bayis will be reminded that the produce is Teva, and he'll take off the Trumas and Maisers himself. HaChayker Sada Meisra, Tarim B'Noisimlo. But somebody who is Chayker a field from a Jewish person gave him a field, the Chakiris. Chakiris is different than being a sharecropper. Somebody who is Chayker a field gives a fixed amount to the Baal Bayis, no matter how much produce the field produces. In such a case, he would have to take off Truma from the amount he gives the Baal Bayis, but he wouldn't have to take off Maisra. As the reason why he has to take off Truma is because since he's dawling out the Baal Bayis' portion from the grain that's on the threshing floor, the Truma has to be taken from it first, as you're not allowed to take grain from the threshing floor before taking off Truma. But the Maisra, he doesn't have to take off from the portion he gives to the Baal Bayis. The reason being is because anybody who works on a field, b'chakiras, he works on it on condition that the Baal Bayis himself will be the one to take off the Maisras from the produce. He wouldn't have to take off the Maisras himself before giving the produce to the Baal Bayis. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amasai, Bizman Shanasan Lo, Meoso Asada, Umeoso Amit. Rabbi Yehuda said, when did the Chachamim say that somebody who works on a field, b'chakiras, can give the fixed amount that he owes the Baal Bayis without taking off Maisras from it? That's only if he is giving the Baal Bayis the fixed amount that he owes him from the produce that grew in the field that he received from the Baal Bayis, and from the same type of produce that he grew for himself. Avom nasan lo misada acher o mimin acher ma'aser v'noisan lo. But if he gives the fixed amount that he owes the Baal Bayis from produce that grew on a different field, that grew on a field that he did not receive from the Baal Bayis, or he gives the Baal Bayis a different type of produce than he grew for himself, that on one corner of the field he grew a different type of produce, and that's the produce that he's giving the Baal Bayis. In such a case, he has to take off Maisim from the produce before giving the Baal Bayis the fixed amount that he owes him. And the Forsham explained the reason is to that which we said, that somebody who receives a field, the Chakiris, does so on condition that he doesn't have to take off Maisim from the fixed amount that he gives the Baal Bayis. That's only if it's giving the Baal Bayis from the produce that he grew on that field and from the same type of produce that he grew for himself. But in this case, it is giving him produce from a different field or from a different type of produce than he grew for himself. The condition doesn't apply, so he has to take off Maisras before giving the Baal Bayis a fixed amount. Another reason the Mephoshim give is because when you give him produce from a different field or from a different type of produce, it's as if you're paying a debt off with that produce, that he owes a certain amount of produce to the Baal Bayis and is paying off his debt with the produce that he gives him. And the din is, when you pay off a debt with produce, you're not allowed to pay it off without taking off Maisras first, as opposed to when you give him produce from the same field that you receive from him and from the same type of food, when you give the Baal Bayis his fixed amount, it's not as if you're paying off his debt. It's as if the Baal Bayis had ownership of that produce in the first place, and you're just giving the Baal Bayis what he owns. So therefore, you can give it to him without taking off Maisras, as opposed to when you give him the produce from a different field, it's as if you're paying off the debt, and you have to take Maisras from it first.